Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. And Rich Dreams Express is our new program where we go through your awesome questions every week. We are trying to answer 1 to 2 questions a week, keep it to about 15 to 20 minutes, so that it's just a fun little time where you can have a little break, get inspired, get some information, and hopefully we can help you moving on in your life.
Yeah. Anyway, we picked one now today that is so hard that we try to pick the hard questions, because who wants to answer easy questions?
Well, we also pick the good questions, yeah, and the right questions.
If they were all easy, you know that everyone would do it.
Right. So this is from Cher from London. And she says, I've been open to healing my eyesight over the last 2 years, and I have fleeting moments of clarity. I know others have done it. I know it can be tied in with vision for life, and when it started, when my parents divorced as a child, how do I secure my healing? First of all, I want to make sure that you are, you know, using some writing down techniques and writing down about your situation. I now know how and where my eyesight fits into my life. I now know how to approach my healing. Those are some sort of simple things that you can start to write down.
Also, there's somebody you can read. Oh my goodness. And of course, now the name, Dave talks about him all the time. I went to see his, he was giving a presentation.
Power
here.
Versus Force?
Yes, Power Versus Force. What's the guy's name?
It's similar to the scientist, but a little different.
Yeah.
David Hawking.
Yes, David Hawking. David, part of his story, and I don't think it's in Power Versus Force. I think it's an earlier book. But part of his story, he's got terrible eyesight. He's got very thick, nearsighted. And at one point, he had a spiritual experience, a really impacting spiritual experience. And a lot of things changed his life. He was going through the period of change. And when you have one of those kinds of deals, when you have a huge spiritual impact, you can't just walk away from it and say, wow, look at me, I'm a great guy. No, it takes a while. I know.
So you're saying when you have something happen to you that's a spiritual experience, you don't always process it right away realizing, oh, I just had a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Usually your life kind of falls apart right afterwards.
Yes, because
and then you go, wait, I'm putting the pieces back together of my life. Oh my gosh, I had a spiritual awakening.
Yeah. It takes a while to process it.
Because it changes your perspective of life.
Of course it does. And I used to complete other people's sentences a lot. I don't do that now. Apparently, I passed it on to my daughter. And so.
Glad to help.
Thank you so much. Anyway, but David Hawking had a. One story he wrote that he decided one day when he was at his house, I think was in the Adirondack Mountains up in New York, and he was really, really decided that he was going to have better vision. He couldn't see a foot in front of his face. I know what this feels like. I can see about, 10 inches, is that what that is, without a correction. So he took his glasses off and laid them on the table and said, I'm going to learn to have better vision. And he began living his life without his glasses. Now, this living his life included driving. Now, think about this. How do you drive when you cannot see past a foot in front of your face?
I mean, that's the windshield.
That's not the windshield. That's barely the steering wheel.
It's probably not the windshield. Yeah, not even the
steering wheel.
To the windshield.
And, you know, he's driving. And because he's decided, he had this spiritual awakening, and now he's, quite a while later, he decided that, you know, if the spirituality is true, then anything can change, and he's going to change his eyesight. Or he will die. He doesn't care. He will accept either, you know, whatever happens to him, it happens to him. He has released and trusted in God, and this is what he's going to do. His higher power, the universe, will control his life, and it's not going to be with glasses. So he's driving in the mountains, on snow-packed roads, snow and ice, at night, without glasses. You got this 1 foot, you can see. Whoa, I mean, nuts. And his road, apparently, to his place is around a curve, and you have to turn just right or go off the mountain. And he was driving. He decided he had to go out and did it, came back. I think there was an emergency he had to go to. It's been a while since I read the story, and it's his story, and I don't put it together that well. But he had to make this turn, and he turned left and onto his road going up to his cabin and made it fine. And that, from that point on, he was able to see. And when I met him 20 years later, he had no glasses. He didn't wear glasses. He could see just fine, 20/20 vision. Okay, that's a miracle. But miracles happen all the time. So what I'm saying to you, and you probably have heard this story, and you probably know it better than I do, or a story similar to it, because you say that people,
because you know about the process.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's good. But have you had the spiritual awakening? Because, see, that's where it starts. It doesn't start with desiring to change and not have better vision. It doesn't just start with having...
Well, it might start with the desire. But when you attract in that shift, when you allow in that shift, that spiritual shift in self, where you go from relying on yourself to relying on the universe, God, however you refer to it, to really take charge, that's what you're looking for. That's the shift I think that you're even in here looking for. And it's so good to read those stories and hear about how other people have done things and hear about how people have had miracles happen in their life. That's great. But you don't look for the miracle, right? You be who you are and allow in that change that will help you shift. And maybe the change helps you shift and your eyesight changes, like with David Hawking. Maybe you change and shift and suddenly it's not as important.
I had a spiritual awakening in Houston many years ago. A huge spiritual awakening. I was recovering Lutheran, which is like being a recovering Catholic. But I just could not buy the whole church scene. I couldn't buy religion. I didn't believe in it. I didn't trust it. It seemed like everybody was saying two things out of each side of their mouth. It was with forked tongues, as the Indians would have said. As we believe the Indians said. And I was really skeptical. But I had my sister-in-law came to visit us over Christmas one year when we were going bankrupt the first time. And she told me a story that just opened my heart. It was about her religion and about something that happened 100 years ago. And it gave me a spiritual experience to the point where at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting there and she was saying, if someone was to believe with their whole heart, that they wanted a sign. Now, I got to preface this. I had taken one contact lens out, and I could see about 10 inches, 12 inches in front of my face clearly. I was sitting maybe, 15 feet away, large living room in Houston. And she said that if someone would ask for a miracle to base their faith upon, that God would grant it. We were talking about a religion, and which later became mine, but that's not the story either. The point is, she was saying these things, and I was focusing on her face absolutely clearly. I only had one contact in. There's no way I could be focusing on her face. So I felt that. I felt that, and it didn't go away. Later, when I joined that group for a period of time, I had a vision of cellophane being peeled from my eyes, and I saw the world anew. And I never will forget that. Then later, when I was in this is really biggie, when I had the stroke and died and had a near-death experience, that vision won't go away ever. I'm sure even after my death, that won't go away, my real or final death. And often it takes me back to those experiences, and I have to have them. I got to think about them before I can really give up and release, because I see the absolute power. And to start that, it was started because I asked for a miracle. I asked to have something that gave me a point of reference, a light, an opening.
A confirmation.
A confirmation.
And we tell people all the time to write down, I have confirmation that this works for me. And I'm going to tell you, if you ask for a miracle and it comes to you, it's your miracle. It might not look like a miracle to anybody else but you. And it doesn't matter what it looks like to anybody else but you. But it is for you. Because you are here for you. Regardless of your past, regardless of when something started, regardless of anything, this adventure you're on, this path of life that you're on, this experience that you're living is for you. And your vision of your life should be your own, not someone else's, and not a scared child's, and not your parents'. They are not your vision. You are. So I hope you have information today that you can take with you. I don't know if you do meditation, but I recommend there are amazing apps, even on your iPhone, you can get with guided meditations that are great for even centering and clearing your mind to just have a quiet space and just start to explore and ask for a miracle. Ask for direction.
One more thing I would add, and that is from your question. To me, it is obvious. I don't know if this is true, but to me, it seems as though the fault of your eyesight, the reason that you have poor eye vision, you attribute to your parents. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's the only thing you mentioned. Forgive them. You must totally and absolutely forgive them.
Not because of what they did, and certainly not for them. It's only, again, for you. Forgiveness is for you. This life you have is for you. Your vision of it is for you. What is it that you want for you? You are doing amazing, Cher. I deeply appreciate you sharing this question with us and sharing this part of your journey with us. I'm going to hold you in a really positive intention and send all kinds of highest good healing energy to you. You can do this.
God bless you, dear.
Have a fantastic week, everybody. This one was pretty intense and serious, and I don't think she's the only one out there dealing with this kind of stuff. So
yeah, I
appreciate her having the courage to share that with us.
And please remember that when you send a question to us, and we're not going to use last names, when you send a question to us, please, and which you do, is just send them to richdreams@richdreams.com. And I'll get them, and Diane will get them, and they'll get in the list. We have a large stack already, but that doesn't mean your question won't get chosen next week.
We really do a lot of meditation prior to choosing the questions, and we go into the portal and ask everybody what question they want next, and that's kind of how they get chosen. So send them in as specific as you can be about what you're really dealing with. That's the most powerful for people.
And remember that you are asking not just for yourself, which is a wonderful thing to do because you're here for yourself, but you're asking for those who can't or are just are unable to bring themselves to ask. They will hear it too. You're doing good work and you're a good, good, good person. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Have an awesome week. Good luck and great adventures.